Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the Improvement Podcast. So in this episode, I'm going to touch on marginal gains. So marginal gains, first of all, what are marginal gains? So it's basically the thought process of making kind of small incremental improvements in multiple areas, which will then compound. Those effects will then kind of accumulate over time and lead to significant results on just some small changes added up. And this is something I think's extremely valuable and important. And because like the small like doing one positive habit might not show much difference, but doing that for a day, for example, because muscle growth takes time, fat loss takes time. But the more the wee marginal improvements you can put in place add up, the more likely you are going to be to reach your goals, the more likely you are going to be to progress at a faster rate. So I think that's something massively important that will add up over time and help you make the most of your progress. So, for example, marginal gains could be something from, let's say, having a bit more water before your session. It could be nailing your salt on a daily basis. It could be getting a bit more sunlight exposure. But all these things do sure slowly and surely add up over time. And in terms of marginal gains, like you might not see much benefit in terms of like the marginal gains in research, for example. And this is something that research is maybe or a downside of research. Like when we're thinking about making these wee small improvements in the grand scheme of things, like a 12-week study might not tell you that doing this wee certain habit or making this improvement or timing your nutrition a certain way is going to yield results. And the reason being is if we think about overall how much muscle you build in the space of a month, the space of a 12-week study, it's very small in the grand scheme of things, even if you're nailing all your variables. So studies won't always show that some things potentially work. So when I'm kind of thinking about, right, what wee improvements can I make? How can I optimize my training? How can I optimize certain variables? I don't wait until like a study comes out for me to put something in place. Obviously, if there's a lot of evidence behind something not working, that's something to consider. But I don't wait for studies to prove something's beneficial or not. And also, like science proves and disproves itself time and time again. There's conflict in research and science. So I'm a big believer in making these marginal gains, even if like science doesn't support it to an extent, if that makes sense. And yeah, so and with marginal gains, that people will argue it doesn't matter, don't sweat the small stuff. But the way I look at it is every small thing I sweat is something that my competition's not sweating. It's my chance to get the upper hand on my opponents on, or I don't know if you class people you compete in bodybuilding as opponents or my competitors. That's a better way to put it. And in terms of something I want to touch on is like people will say like they don't matter, but you could say that about everything relating to fitness. Like people might say, oh, your something in regarding to nutrient timing doesn't matter or when you eat your protein or whatever, but where do you draw the line in terms of what does matter or what doesn't? I think all these wee variables do add up, and all the wee kind of 1% wee marginal gains, all the wee wins you can make add up over time, accumulate, and cause you to reach your goals. So, where do you draw the line? Like, does how much protein you have in a day matter? Does protein timing matter? Because then you could say that about everything, and then before you know it, like you're just doing the bare minimum, and your progress is going to reflect that. So, I'm a big believer we should kind of take these kind of marginal gains seriously. And in terms of when you should start focus on like the marginal gains, making these wee small incremental improvements, like just tiny wee tweaks that might not on paper give you a ton of reward or a return for your investment. First of all, we want to make sure we're nailing the bigger variables first. So similar to what I said regarding the previous podcast, about missing like the forest through the trees and majoring in the minors. It's quite ironic because this podcast kind of goes against exactly what I was saying there, but holds a lot of truth, and I do believe these marginal gains do matter. However, only after you've nailed the bigger variables. So, when to focus on the smaller variables are things like after you've nailed training consistency, after you've nailed training effort, after you have made sure your nutrition is bang on, meaning your calorie intake, your protein intake, your water intake on a daily basis is in a great spot. So after you've nailed the fundamentals, then you can kind of look at the smaller variables and think, right, what could I implement? What could I put in place? And I think this is what stops people from plateauing, because if you've got the mindset of always trying to be better, always trying to improve, always trying to progress, that's what stops people from hitting plateaus. Because people hit plateaus because they're complacent, because they do the bare minimum with their nutrition, with their training, and they just keep it like that. And yes, that might get you to progress to a certain point, but then their progress kind of stops. Whereas see, if you always kind of seek being better, think, how can I improve? How can I get more out of this lift? How can I execute better? How can I set up my daily routine better? Then you'll continuously creep forward. You'll continuously make progress because you're always being better. So although the more muscle you build, the harder it is to build muscle, if you keep improving your consistency alongside it, if you keep looking for ways to improve and keep being better, keep optimizing your routine, keep optimizing your training, keep optimizing your nutrition, your recovery, then you can keep progressing at a fast rate. And I think that's what leads to people continuing to progress fast over time, is they don't become complacent with these smaller areas. And I'm going to touch on like some examples of what marginal gains could potentially be and what you could kind of look in place or look to put in place when it comes to like building muscle, for example. So obviously we want to be like applying progressive overload, and that's going to be like the main driver of muscle growth. So like adding the small amounts of weight on a weekly basis, even if it's just like 1.25, or even if it's just adding like a tiny bit of weight to the bar, or getting like an extra rep, or just making that slight improvement in your form, like using leg drive, improving your bracing, improving how efficient you're warming up, meaning not wasting as much energy during your warm-ups. Like there are ways you can kind of get a bit more out of your training. And thinking about things like your rest periods, like are you truly resting like effectively, or are you rushing your sets, or are you losing focus throughout your session by going on your phone, etc. Like these are all things that we can consider to get more out of our training. And things like, are you recording your sets to help you get the absolute most out of your movements? Are you making sure you're training in like a well-equipped gym facility that has like the best kit available? Are you making sure you're training at what time's going to be the most appropriate for yourself in order to perform well physically, but also mentally be able to kind of put the most effort into your sessions? Are you maybe training at completely different times each day, or are you having like a set training routine in terms of what time you train, in terms of like doing the same lifts in the same order sort of thing, or are you just kind of winging it in terms of your training time and just showing up to the gym at like a random time? So there are a few like marginal gains you can think about with your training when it comes to building muscle. And when it comes to your nutrition, like again, after you've nailed like your daily protein intake, your daily calorie intake, and you're having like a good amount of water, could you consider, right, how much protein servings are you having on a daily basis? So are you just having like the two, or are you spreading it up to maybe 4 to 6 times a day, so you can spike muscle protein synthesis and have multiple opportunities to do so, and as a result put yourself, when we spike muscle protein synthesis, that basically refers to putting ourselves in a anabolic position, a position that promotes muscle growth instead of muscle protein breakdown, because we're in a constant cycle of either building new muscle tissue or breaking down muscle tissue. So are we maybe having like a sufficient amount of protein sources and servings on a daily basis to help with that? Are we making sure we're maybe focusing on our nutrient timing, so spacing our meals out evenly, having our carbohydrates around the workout window when we need them most? Are we making sure we're focusing on things like the variation in terms of our protein sources in our diet, so we've got a wide array of micronutrients, so making sure we're not just having, let's say, chicken and whey, we're having things like eggs, we're having things like beef, we're having things like salmon in our diet throughout the days and at the weeks, which will mean we'll have better nutritional health. The same applies with things like your greens intake. Are you having a wide variety of vegetables and fruits in your diet, and a wide array of carbohydrate sources, so having things like maybe oats, rice, and getting some carbohydrate sources from fruit juices, so ones that are going to actually give us nutritional value. You can also consider like how consistent are you being with your salt intake? Because salt's going to play a part in hydration. So salt and water. So are you maybe being a bit hit or miss with your water intake? Or are you nailing the same amount of water on a daily basis? Are you nailing the same amount of salt on a daily basis? Are you nailing an exact amount of water before going into every single session so you know you're 100% hydrated, controlling your variables to the best of your ability? Are you having like a set pre and post workout meal that you know is going to digest well, that you know is going to sit well and allow you to perform your best and also recover effectively around your session? Are you maybe considering certain things like supplements that you could put in place to help get you into a relaxed state post workout, to help make sure you've not got any deficiencies, to help you perform better? So maybe things like creatine, glutamine for maybe gut health potentially, and then having like a multivitamin, vitamin D because you don't get much from the sun. Like all these wee things that we can put in place add up over time. Some other things you can think about with your nutrition is like using a hydration formula first thing upon wake if you train early in the morning, having like a carbohydrate powder throughout your session to act as like a good insurance policy to make sure you're definitely gonna have the amount of have a good amount of fuel and the energy you need. And with nutrition as well, like to make sure your digestion stays in a good spot when you are in like a gaining phase, a muscle building phase, like making sure you're doing things like taking deep breaths before meals to help get you into a relaxed state. And that's shown to help get you into a relaxed state, hence why I'm suggesting it. Are you managing your stress effectively to also keep digestion in a good spot? Are you chewing your food successively? Because when we chew our food excessively, it basically gives your digestive tract less work to do because you're breaking the food up into more surface area, and because the digestive process starts when we actually smell food, start producing saliva. So even things like making your meals taste nice, putting effort into your presentation of your meals and how you're actually cooking your food so that you do enjoy it, so you digest it better, all these things add up. Doing things like going and like nailing your daily step goal when you're in a surplus as well, so that you can make sure that you've got like a nice gradual rate of gain, you make sure digestion stays in a good spot. It's got a good ability to manage your blood sugar levels as well, which will impact your ability to partition the food you're consuming towards either building muscle or putting on body fat. So these are all things we can consider with things like our nutrition overall routine. And also like things like sleep. So with sleep quality, like aiming for like 7 to 9 hours a night and trying to put habits like in place before bed. Like this is something massive on with sleep. And I think the marginal gains really applies when it comes to sleep. So not just like getting 8 hours sleep and be like, oh, I sleep 8 hours, I sleep fine. Oh, I've got a good routine. Like, are you limiting light exposure before bed? Are you making sure you're getting bright light in the morning? So limiting light exposure before bed will stop like bright light from interrupting our sleep quality. So having things like blackout blinds, wearing blue light blockers, putting night shift mode on our computer, on our TV, on our phone, and turning the brightness down on those devices as well. Like using a salt Himalayan lamp or maybe a candle before bed instead of like a big bright light are all things we can do to manipulate light exposure. And getting things like a SAD light. A SAD light's for like seasonal affective disorder, and it basically kind of simulates the bright light that we don't really get from the sun much in winter to help set our circadian rhythm, or in other words, help set our sleep-wake cycle so we sleep as effectively as possible. So there's so much you can do to improve your sleep, like wearing a sleep mask, wearing earplugs, like wearing mouth tape so you breathe through your nose, which is shown to improve your sleep quality, like supplement with things like magnesium, ashwagandha. Like the list is absolutely endless. Like even things like a hot bath helps our body temperature then drop later in the night, which then helps our sleep quality. And here you can see like the list is endless. So like there's at no point in your fitness journey should you think, oh, I've nailed everything, I'm doing everything. There's always things you can do to be better. And other wee things you can do in terms of like lifestyle habits is like, could you have better readiness for your training sessions by breaking up your day with steps if you've got like a desk job, so your back's not tight going into your session and leading to less predictability in terms of your ability to perform? Are you maybe when you're going to walk, getting your steps in, are you doing something that's actually going to relax you, or are you spending that time like on social media doing things stressful that's going to contribute towards like our ability to recover? There's so much we can think about. And some specific ones when it comes to like marginal gains to help in terms of fat loss is like when it comes to creating a calorie deficit, like making sure we are maybe trying to focus on, right, how can we put more expenditure in place? So things like, I know it sounds silly, but like standing in between your sets instead of sitting down, that's a wee marginal gain you can put in place to burn more calories. Parking far away from the shops, parking far away from other places you're going or whatever, the gym. And then that will mean you'll be walking further, which will mean you'll get more steps in, which will contribute towards losing body fat. Things like putting habits in place that are going to help manage your hunger and appetite, like high fiber foods, and making sure like our protein's in a high spot, to make sure like again we slow the digestion of the food we're consuming, etc. And as for like your nutrition, like just paying attention to maybe chewing food at like a slower pace and chewing it more excessively is shown to help manage your hunger. Again, wee marginal gain you can do to make your dieting process easier. And swapping things like high calorie condiments to low calorie condiments, like a wee small swap on paper, but do that every day, that might add up and cause you to lose more over a dieting phase as a whole. And in terms of like some like behavioral adjustments you can consider as well, it's like just practicing like mindful eating, like practicing when like trying to realize when you feel full and trying to actually be present when you're eating. That's something I'm big on as well, and I hammer home to my clients, especially when they're trying to consume a lot of food and trying to let's say eat a lot of calories. Like you want to make sure digestion is good, so being mindful of again sitting down, not being distracted when you're eating, chewing your food excessively. And when it relates to fat loss, like making sure you're kind of cutting back on liquid calories and removing liquid calories as much as possible, because we know that's not going to contribute much towards satiety. So all these wee things add up. So the more wee marginal gains you can do to like manage your appetite, the more it's going to be easier to stick to that lower calorie diet. And same with like your expenditure, the more wee things you can do to increase your expenditure on a daily basis, the easier it is going to be to diet on high food and overall have a successful dieting phase. So yeah, these marginal gains like can basically amplify your results if you keep stacking these up over time. So don't be complacent. Don't think, oh, I'm hitting my protein goal, so it's fine, or I'm hitting my calorie goal. There's always ways to improve, and if you want to keep progressing at a fast rate, it's about making sure you're not being complacent, and you keep trying to make these small changes that kind of stack up over time, leading to compounding benefits. And if you've not read the book Atomic Habits, this is something that kind of relates and talks about marginal gains or the benefit of adding these small habits up over time. So I definitely recommend giving that a check out if you've not already. And yeah, just remember like consistency is like key. So making sure you're doing it over the long term, even if it's just wee small changes, consistency beats intensity. So make sure you remember that when it comes to like making these small improvements, and don't neglect the power of making wee small improvements over time. Like even if your goal is like to lose body fat and you're not like purposely tracking calories or going ham, like these small improvements are what are going to allow you, like granted you can maintain them, to not just lose the body fat but maintain it over time as well, which is going to be more beneficial and conducive than doing something unsustainable and not kind of working on accumulating these kind of small habits, if that makes sense. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. Bit of a ramble, not the most structured one, but I kind of done this one on the fly because I wanted to kind of talk about it, because yeah, like a lot of people I think don't make progress just due to being complacent and not trying to improve and not trying to have that mindset of always being better and focusing on these marginal gains and always focusing on, right, what can I do to be better, what can I do to improve. I think that's what gives you results, and that's what keeps your progress going over a longer period of time. So if you did enjoy the episode, then feel free to like it, share it on your story. Any support is massively appreciated, and I hope everyone has a great rest of their day.